This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Some big changes for Democratic gubernatorial nominee and Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero. The campaign bringing in a new spokesman, Colin Schwartz, along with a new campaign manager, Walt Herzig, who helped Governor Granholm get reelected. Republican nominee Rick Snyder hiring his own new spokesman, Bill Noling, who was the communications director for the House Republicans. A man who Meridian Township police say fired shots at officers Monday night has been arraigned on several assault charges, including intent to murder. Lieutenant Greg Frenger tells WILS that 35-year-old Brad Eifert fired shots from the woods near his home before coming out without a weapon.
And then he then wandered back to the residence, and he was taken into custody in front of his house after an officer used a taser on him.
The World Health Organization says the swine flu pandemic is over, but what does the Ingham County Health Department say? WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Local health officials are reacting to this week's statement from the WHO that we're moving into the post-pandemic phase of H1N1, but also want to remind you that the disease has not been completely wiped out. Dr. Christine Hendrickson spoke with WILS.
There's still sporadic instances of H1N1 in Michigan and across the country, and certainly the southern hemisphere is still seeing cases of H1N1.
Dr. Hendrickson says Ingham County officials will be well prepared when a new vaccine consisting of the H1N1 and regular seasonal flu strains is made available this fall. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Federal officials rejecting Enbridge Energy's plan to reopen the pipeline that spilled about 1 million gallons of oil into the Kalamazoo River. Officials say more safeguards in the Enbridge restart plan are needed. Work began yesterday to lower a new pipe into place at the site of the leak. Over $600 million in Medicaid and school funding is on its way to Michigan as House lawmakers in Washington approved a $26 billion aid package, although Republican Congressman Dave Camp voted against the legislation.
This bill and the tax increases in it will hurt job creation.
Democrat Sandra Levin says the bill is not a tax increase.
What it is closing a tax loophole, encouraging them to ship jobs overseas.
A former MSU Medical School student found guilty today for a home break and assault of an elderly Lansing couple. 30-year-old Peterson Haight claimed he had been drugged during the incident 2 years ago. He faces up to 20 years in prison, sentencing scheduled for September 8th. Ingham County health officials say the swine flu is still a concern despite this week's statement by the World Health Organization that the pandemic is over. Dr. Christine Hendrickson tells WILS the department is ready for the upcoming flu season.
I think with this new vaccine that will have the H1N1 and the regular seasonal flu strains in it, I think we will be well prepared.
Now that both Lansing and East Lansing are on board, officials in Ingham County are ready to begin construction of the consolidated 911 center at Jolly and Cedar. Lansing City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose tells WILS the move will keep costs under control.
That's going to enable us, or at least increase very much the probability that the county tax that our taxpayers now pay will continue to be sufficient to operate the 911 center.
You heard it first on WILS, the Pure Michigan Tourism ad campaign winning a record 4 awards at a Travel Association conference last night. Spokesman George Zimmerman tells WILS's Tony Conley it's all about bringing in tourists.
They come here, you know, spend money at Michigan businesses. They pay state sales tax, and we have calculated that the state gets back about $2 to $3 for every dollar we spend on out-of-state advertising.
With both the Lansing and East Lansing City Councils approving the consolidated 911 center to be located on the south side of Lansing, City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose tells WILS how much money the move will save.
A study that was done in late 2005-2006 concluded that consolidating the centers will save about $9 million over 10 years.
In a story you first heard on WILS, the Pure Michigan Tourism ad campaign won a record 4 Mercury Awards at a U.S. Travel Association conference last night. Spokesman George Zimmerman tells WILS WILS's Tony Conley that while the awards are appreciated,
the most important thing is the results of the campaign itself. It's really the return on investment studies we do every year, which, you know, may not generate quite as much news. It's not quite as sexy.
The Ingham County Health Department is reacting to this week's statement by the World Health Organization that the swine flu pandemic is over. Dr. Christine Hendrickson tells WILS that's not quite the case.
There are still sporadic instances of H1N1 in Michigan and across the country, and certainly the southern hemisphere is still seeing cases of H1N1.
And an Ingham County jury finding a former MSU medical student guilty but mentally ill for the break-in and beating of an elderly couple in Lansing. 30-year-old Peterson Hake claimed to have been drugged when he broke into the home of Dillard and Martha Garrison and assaulted them. Sentencing is scheduled for September 8th. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy, low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high near 87, although heat index values as high as 96. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 67. 68. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.